This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, the Internal Communications Manager here at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. And today I am here with an outstanding rights stakeholder, Dwight McQueen of ATL Tours. Thank you for joining me today, Dwight.
How are you today?
I am wonderful.
You look great.
Thank you so much. Now, I had the pleasure of interviewing you for our Black Business Talks not too long ago.
You did.
And you talked with me about how you got started in the tour industry, coming from New York here to Atlanta. Tell the audience that's listening a little bit about your journey and how you became an ATL Tour man.
Wow, what a journey. I am from New York City, the Bronx. And also lived in Long Island, Queens as well. I had to throw that in. But came here in 1984 and served as a national sales manager with the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau, and was right into the middle of the Andy Young administration then. And my main job was to attract Black conventions to Atlanta. The way I did that was to create a Black History Tour of African Americans in Atlanta. Well, the tour took off and all the conventions and associations loved it so much. After I left about a few years later, it became a business. And so I created the tour company based on my experience in touring for associations.
Okay, now I want to know a little bit more about some of the challenges you might have faced. I know it can't be easy getting any kind of entrepreneurial venture up. What were the challenges that you might have overcome early on in your career in this profession, in this industry?
Right, so the first challenge was to know what you're talking about. If you're talking about tours, people need to know that you're spitting out facts, that you're telling the truth, that you're sharing what actually happened. So I had to get an education. I had to go to the Auburn Avenue Research Library of African American Culture. I had to meet with curators of museums. I had to get to know griots and people that have lived the history of Atlanta, Georgia, talk to civic leaders, and develop relationships with people that have a vast history of the past.
Now, Atlanta's history is very rich. I know that you talked with me a little bit about your experience with some of the greats here in Atlanta. Do you have a story that comes to mind that you share maybe even on your tour?
Absolutely. Actually, when I got started, the first person I thought of was Mr. H.J. Russell. And he was with us at that time, and I went over to Pascal's just to grab lunch, and I looked in the back, and he was sitting in the back, and I said, great. Went back there, said hello. I said, I'd like to speak with you. He said, come on over and sit down. And I said, Mr. Russell, I would like to introduce Atlanta to this new ATL Black History Tour. I want to tell your story. I want to tell everybody's story on this wall that is in this beautiful restaurant. And I'd like to have your support. And he gave it to me right then and there and said, hey, if anybody's got anything to say, you tell them to come and see me.
I love that story. I want to know how mentorship has played a role in your business and being a successful entrepreneur. Obviously, you might even be a mentor. Do you find that you are mentoring other entrepreneurs in your journey?
Lots of mentors. Tommy Dorch, Congressman John Lewis was very dear to me. He gave me his full support. Martin Luther King III, lots of people. Mrs. Lowry, the Lowry family, oh man. Apex Museum, all of the people there. Oh my God, so many mentors. The Madam C.J. Walker Museum, Reese. And I just started talking to people that were talking about Black history in Atlanta. But what I did know is that I was going to grow the business into a full service tour company that serviced all kinds of tours in Atlanta. Mm. I started learning Atlanta. the HBCUs, all of the colleges, the businesses, the attractions, Georgia Aquaria, World of Coke, Civil Rights Museum, I mean, places to go, things to see. I became this student in Atlanta that suddenly absorbed a lot about Atlanta, Georgia, and I decided that I would represent Atlanta from that perspective.
You mentioned to me black businesses. You did a black business bus tour. It kicked off during National Black Business Month.
Yay.
What were some of the businesses you guys visited on that tour?
That is our new baby, Black Business Bus Tour. My partner Zaina and I created a tour where we take black entrepreneurs to black businesses. Who would have thought? Mm-hmm. On a bus. Mm-hmm. And on the bus, we talk about black business itself. We have a kind of a trivia question contest, and we kind of excite black entrepreneurs on the way and give away gifts. But we had our second one, and thanks to the Russell Center, which partnered with us for the first time, it was hugely successful. We had a visit to three businesses here in Atlanta, and then we came back to the Russell Center where they was holding a black expo. So it was like a full experience because they got a chance to actually purchase items from black businesses as well. So yeah, it's hot and we're looking forward to the next one.
Well, building a successful business definitely requires a strong team. Do you have some team members, and how do you go about selecting and nurturing the right talent for your company?
Oh, boy, I got a great team. I've got Natalie Rojas. I have King Williams. Mr. Sims, he actually lived the civil rights movement. Mm. He's like my grill, my go-to guy. He's in his 70s. And sometimes I'll go across the street from the Russell Center and I'll sit down and I'll talk to Mr. Slack. I don't know if you know, but he actually served Dr. King as a waiter back in the day. So he's got a lot of stories to share with me. I just draw from people and I create a team that would help tell the right story. As far as all the other tours that we do, I randomly select people that have talent in that area. For example, when we do the movie tour, I need people that have that kind of background. When we do the senior tour, I want to talk to seniors from senior centers. When we do the wine tour, I want to talk with people that are familiar with wineries. So it just depends on the tour that we're doing.
And so it sounds like you have such a variety of tours. Tell a little bit about your business, what the products, the services are that people can connect with you and maybe book their own tours.
Absolutely. They could visit ATLTour.com or ATLTours.com or www.ATLBlackHistoryTour.com. But we have about maybe eight tours. We have a city tour that covers Atlanta in general, the more familiar places that people like to see. We have a Black History tour, as I said before. We have a wine tour. We just introduced, as I said, the Black Business Bus Tour. We have a senior tour that takes seniors to places like the new Black Wall Street Mall out in Stonecrest. They have a great show on Wednesdays out there for seniors. We have a mural tour that kind of like shows the art in Atlanta on these beautiful buildings in Atlanta, Georgia. And we have a party bus night. We call it the night train. It's a night experience where people ask us to take us to the best nightclubs, restaurants, and places to go in Atlanta.
That sounds like my kind of tour right there.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I want to get a little deeper into is how many buses and how do you finance this and pay for your staff? And as entrepreneurs, the hardest part sometimes is that cash flow and having access to capital. When you were starting your business, how did you finance it? And what are some of the things that you would tell an aspiring African-American business owner when they're seeking capital?
Correct. So I first began with my savings, and then I got smart about my business. Instead of going out immediately and buying product, buses, etc., use the businesses that are here. Use the buses that are here. Partner with people that have buses. grow your business from that perspective instead of going into debt and then hoping that the business will come through the door. So that's the way I did it. It was grassroots. And there are so many bus companies that serve Atlanta. At one time, I was a limo driver in Atlanta, and I worked for the number one black-owned limousine company, A National, where they have over 55 buses and all kinds of things. So they really helped me grow my business in the beginning. And of course, I'm here at the Russell Center to find out more as to how to get capital, how to manage that capital, and scale this business to God knows what.
Yeah, you have so much potential, right? Atlanta is a hot spot full of tourists and opportunities to bring not just the people who are visiting Atlanta to the history, but even Atlantans, people who live here.
Atlanta is huge. Atlanta is a major international city. I can't believe that I lived through two Super Bowls and one Olympics.
Wow.
And now I'm going to live through a World Cup. FIFA is coming in 2026. I mean, who lives like that? I couldn't get that experience even in New York. So Atlanta is the place to be, the thing to do, and the place to grow any kind of business that you have. You have a very strong African-American business community here, especially education and in the arts and the medical field. I mean, Atlanta is, I think, one of the great cities in America.
I couldn't agree more. I'd love to know how Rice is helping you. You're a Rice stakeholder. What's the impact that it has had for you so far since you've been here with us?
People like you, Ashley, to go to a place and feel like you belong, where their egos are left outside the door, and you could talk about anything you want with any Rice stakeholder. People are eager to share what they know, who they are with you. The Russell family, I often see some of the Russell people come in and out the door, Jerome Russell in particular. So this is a place where we could be at home and learn from each other, grow together, and scale each other into high levels of success.
Absolutely. This is indeed Atlanta's home for black entrepreneurs, and it wouldn't be the same without you, Dwight McQueen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay Bailey and Shalom and your entire team. Shonda, I mean, this team here, if you are out there and you need help with your business, please come to the Russell Center because they will help you.
We are absolutely here to build black business. Thank you so much for taking your time with me today, Dwight. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Sunday Conversations here on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. This show is all about the spirit of entrepreneurship.
I love Smooth Jazz 101, by the way, because they are so smooth.
Yes. Here you're getting your radio voice on, Dwight. I think he's applying for
the next
segment. Well, thank you again, Dwight, for being here. And I want to thank the audience again for listening and tuning in. You all have a great rest of your day. I'm Ashley Scott, and we had Dwight McQueen here. And for more information about today's episode, click the Sunday Conversation tab at smoothjazzatl.com.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.